Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 15, 7 to 11. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 7 to 11. If anyone is poor among you or fellow Israelites in any of the towns of the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward them. Rather, be open-handed and freely lend them whatever they need. Be careful not to harbor this wicked thought. The seventh year, the year for canceling debts, is near, so that you do not show ill will toward the needy among your fellow Israelites and give them nothing. They may then appeal to the Lord against you, and you will be found guilty of sin. Give generously to them and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your fellow Israelites who are poor and needy in your land. My theme for reflection is open hands, open hearts, the courage to trust God's economy. Open hands, open hearts, the courage to trust God's economy. If we are honest, we often want a faith that fits neatly into our budgets and calendars until God asks us to plan for generosity, not just survive with caution. Deuteronomy 15, 7 to 11 speaks to a real problem. Once Israel moves from slavery and wilderness dependence into land, stability and normal life, the old chains can return in a new form: fear, hoarding, and the quiet belief that my security must come at someone else's expense. God names the temptation before it becomes a habit. Do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted. Do not harbor this wicked thought when the year of release is near. In other words, don't look at a neighbor's need through the lens of what you might lose. Look through the lens of who God is. God's resolution is astonishingly practical, a rhythm of release. Every seventh year, debts are cancelled, not because poverty is imaginary, but because God refuses a society where misfortune becomes permanent captivity. This is not sentimental charity, it is covenant freedom. Protection against power consolidating in a few hands and despair crushing the rest. There will always be need, God says, so your calling is not to eliminate need by control, but to meet need by compassion. Open your hand. This is where the New Testament interprets the heart of the command. 2 Corinthians 9, 7 to 8 reframes the posture. God loves cheerful giving, and God can provide so we may abound in every good work. The point is not heroic generosity fueled by guilt. It is open-handed living fueled by trust. We are not God. We cannot fix everything. But we can refuse to become the kind of people who pass by need because we are protecting our worth. That's why grace can feel offensive, like in Jesus' parable of the prodigal son. The elder brother is faithful yet threatened by mercy. The real slavery is not only the younger son's collapse. The older son fears that love must be earned and therefore rationed. Deuteronomy's release is God teaching a whole people to live like beloved children, not anxious accountants. As Augustine put it, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Tight fists are often restless hearts. Open hands are what resting trust looks like. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I become tight-fisted, not only with money, but with time, forgiveness, or attention? Number two, What fear or wicked thought whispers to me that generosity will make me unsafe? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one concrete open hand act. Give a specific amount, share a meal, pay a small debt, offer a ride, or quietly meet a need. And as you do it, pray. Lord, I receive my life from you. Make me a channel of your release. God of freedom, you brought your people from slavery to trust, and you still free our hearts from fear. Give our hard-heartedness and the calculations that shrink our compassion. Forgive all this. Teach us to open our hands because you have first opened yours to us. Provide what we need and make us glad participants in your care for others. Give us the joy of generous love and the rest of souls that trust you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.